Welcome back to Upstate's Health Inc. on air. Linda Cohen here. In recent years, we've all been hearing about how the food we eat can get contaminated in a number of ways, from the livestock near fields, through the water sources, and even by farm workers. There have been several major food recalls, including spinach, cantaloupe, and ground turkey. And every year, one in six Americans will get sick from foodborne illnesses, and 3,000 will die. But the good news is it's getting safer. And here is part of our continuing series, Public Health Today, is Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University, with more. So, our food is getting safer. Welcome, Dr. Bakke.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, our food is getting safer.
Yes, it seems that way.
Yeah. Why? What has changed?
Well, there was major legislation that was passed in 2011 that required the FDA to have rules for both the manufacturers of food and also the farmers to make it safer for the food that we get and eat.
It's interesting because it was passed, I think I read somewhere, the Food Safety Modernization Act that was signed in 2011, but it's now 2013. Why did it take so long for them to get these regulations out?
Well, the legislation is usually pretty broad-based, and then the agency has to be very specific. And so it takes a while for them to get all of that in place. And also, they have to be sensitive to all the people who are either for or against the legislation and try and interpret the legislation in a way that's appropriate but will meet the needs of the public.
And probably sustainable. I mean, also that they can really make it happen.
Right.
Yeah. So what exactly, well, first let me ask you, what's been the major culprit when we talk about, food safety issues? What has caused all the problems over especially over recent years?
Well, I mean, one of the things is there really hasn't been very good oversight of the system. You know, that act that was passed in 2011 hasn't been passed for 40 years. I mean, it was the last time we looked at our food safety issues. And so things have changed in the way we produce food, in the way we farm. And so it was time really to look at how we can put better checks and balances in the system.
And in terms of the kinds of food problems that have occurred, things like salmonella, things like E. coli, were those really the main culprits?
As you know, these are really the tip of the iceberg. So many, one in six people get infected with something, but they don't always know it. They just think it's a stomach virus. But those are the major ones, and it's usually bacteria that are causing the problems. One of the things that this act has really done has really said to manufacturers, it's on you to make sure that you have processes in place that prevent this kind of contamination. And then it allows the FDA to really recall foods. Before, it had to be a voluntary recall on the manufacturer's part if it was found out. And now the FDA has more teeth and can really do that.
That's a big change.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, one of the things we found out with this is that, you know, it took a while for those manufacturers to really reveal they had a problem. And, you know, by that time, there were a lot of people sick. And, you know, this most recent peanut problem where they had to actually close down a whole manufacturing plant because of contamination.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. And I think that's something that's been complained about for many years is that the FDA had no teeth, so to speak. They had really no power other than to basically observe, I think, but no power to enforce.
Right. They could request the manufacturers to do it, but the manufacturers didn't have to comply.
So basically, some of the rules, what are some of the rules then, in addition to the fact that you just described, that the companies will actually have to put in place certain processes? And then how about the farms? Well,
the farms, I mean, you know, one of the things that people are concerned about is that with some of these contaminations, there have been livestock very close to the water source that is feeding the plant crops. And so the water is getting contaminated, and that's being sprayed onto the plants, and that's how they're getting infections. So now there are rules in place for where livestock and where crops can be. Workers need to be places where workers in the fields can actually wash their hands so they don't contaminate the crops if they're picking them. So those kinds of rules and regulations are now in place that farmers have to
I saw something, actually, they mentioned that they'll sanitize even the harvesting tools so that both the companies that actually manufacture, process, and pack food, plus the farms that grow, that harvest, and pack the produce all now have rules and regs, or at least they have to come up with the processes that will keep things clean and safe.
Right.
And that's a huge change.
It's a very huge change, and it is a cost to both the manufacturers and the farmers to do this, but it's a small cost, you know, a small price to pay, really, to prevent all the illness that we've had and to make sure that people go to the store and know that their food is safe.
You know, before, I think a lot of the complaints were that the FDA didn't have sufficient people to go and monitor as well. I mean, apart from the issue of they didn't have any teeth or enforcement capability. Is that going to change as well, do you think?
Well, because you would hope so. I mean, you know, a lot of times the FDA budget is on the chopping block like every other government agency. So it really depends on how much money they have as to how many additional people they can put in the field to enforce this. But hopefully they will be able to add additional people and be able to put some teeth in behind these rules and regulations, because they really are a big step forward.
Yeah, I read something that to implement the regulations and enforce them was something like a $1.4 billion price tag. And then in our current circumstances, seems like it might be unlikely that amount will be passed.
Well, hopefully there will be an increase and that there will be more people doing this. And clearly, you know, if they find a problem under these new regulations, it will be brought to light and the public will know.
How does this affect food that's grown outside the United States? What kind of reach does the FDA have?
Well, there were new rules put in place. In that legislation, it actually said that they need to comply with the same rules and regulations we have, but those rules for imported fruits and vegetables were not part of this current rules that were put out. So it's going to be a little while before those new ones are put out. So
For
the specifics of those. So hopefully in the next 6 months we'll see those out also. So but people need to understand that the food that is imported is not going to be under the same rules and regulations currently as the one that are grown in the United States. So if you really want to, you should eat local, eat, you know, United States grown foods, because you know that those rules will be in place.
Right. And I think that's always been a concern of mine when I would go to a grocery store and see from Chile or, I mean, it could be perfectly fine, but I always knew that there weren't sufficient rules and regs in place, especially with foreign grown food, to know that if what you're getting really is, you know, healthy, clean,
contaminated. So hopefully soon both of these rules will be in place, and we will know that no matter what we buy in the food store, whether it's domestic or imported, it's safer to eat.
Do you recommend in general, or do you feel like despite all these regulations, it's important to really wash your produce regardless?
Yes, it is. It's important. Even something that has a rind on it, like a watermelon or a cantaloupe, because if you don't wash it, you put your knife into it and it has bacteria on it, it's going to get into the fruit and you're going to eat it. So any fruit or vegetable that you have, you really should wash.
That's a key point, I think, because I think very many people think if it has, as you said, some kind of a shell or a rind on it, they don't worry about what's the fruit inside. That's very important.
And you always need to make sure that you use clean utensils, so you're not cutting your fruit with something that you cut with meat. I mean, just before, make sure you wash it in between.
Good advice. And I understand now the public can comment on the proposed regulations as well right now. And they said that if you have anything you want to weigh in on, you can go to, your website, foodsafety.gov. And we're going to have links to that on our website.
Yes. And I think it's very important. They do want public comment. So if you're interested in this issue, go to that website and make a comment.
Sounds great. Thanks so much once again with such important information. My guest has been Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.